stories like a motherfucker. Doing it fucking right.
Hi, Shane Crown here. Now I'm talking to those listening out there. Today's story, I was in Denton, Texas. Shout out to TW. Shout out to Patrick's party crew. Whoop, whoop. We had a lot of good times there. And this particular night, it was my brother's graduation. He graduated from TW, that's Texas Woman's University. Boom. Which was on a Friday. And I told him that Thursday, look, before we go throw your party with all your friends, me and you are going to get fucked up tonight. He's like, set. All right. So we went. When we went to the bars. See, the thing about Denton, Texas, there's a street called Fry Street. And in that street, there's about, I don't know, 9 bars, 2 clubs. Pretty cool. That's awesome. Even on your birthday, if you go, you show me your ID, you get free shots. It's called the Fry Crawl. Shout outs to them. That's pretty BA. But this night, because me and my brother love Jaeger bombs. That's a shot of Jaeger in a shot glass. You put it in a glass where you drink another shot, but you fill it up the rim with Red Bull. So it's not that much Red Bull. You just put it enough to where when you take the shot, you finish the Red Bull. No, for some reason, the bartenders in Denton, Texas, they'll hook you up with your Red Bull. Like, if you don't want to sleep that night, you go get a Jaeger bomb, which we call them Jaeger nukes. You won't even go to bed. You're fucked up, but you can't pass out. Like, you don't even know what to do. You're so wired. You're going to want to work out. Good thing the gym's open 24 hours. Go get your couple of sets in after you get crunk. Do you, boo-boo. I'm just saying. So we went there. We took about 9 of them that night. Yeah, that's about 9 cans of Red Bull. Plus the 9 shots. Plus I drink beer. So I was drinking my thing. On top of that, he was drinking his vodka cranberry. We're having a good buzz. But then, you know, towards the end of the night, we had to get Lyft. Because we're both legally blind. So we can't drive. And if we could, I don't think you'd want us on the street. Pretty crunk. I like dinner mart. I'm just saying. So it started raining about 1:30 a.m. I told my brother, look, we got to go. We're already pretty woo-woo. So he's like, all right, let's start walking towards the area typically where Lyft go picks us up. It just started sprinkling. When it was sprinkling, I was so fucked up that it started sprinkling on my phone. And I was wiping it with my hand like a windshield wiper. But for some reason, it never cleared up because it kept sprinkling. But I was too fucked up to notice. Even though we're next to some apartments with this long ditch. I think it was about 6 inches deep. So if you put your foot in there, it's deep enough to like where your calf muscle gets wet. But we didn't step into that. We jumped over it. And we're right there, right next to the apartment. My brother, he was trying to get the lift on his side, which is a little above the ditch that we're next to. And I was trying to get the lift down to try to get some cover from the rain. Because it was pouring. Crazy stuff. So I couldn't get it. I go, Patrick, get it. The lift, because we can't. I can't do it. There's too much rain. And it's sprinkling everywhere. So he tried to get it. So I was going, as I was going up the hill to see where he was at. Or to get to where he was at. He accidentally slipped. And grabbed me. And we tumbled like tumbleweeds down the hill and then splash, face first in the ditch. Yes, the calf high water deep ditch. I was wearing a big ass jacket. I was soaked. The thing I yelled out was, my phone! My phone, is it wet? And I dial it. I go, boop, beep, boop, boop. And I dialed somebody. I don't know who it was at the time. I'm like, hello. I'm like, yes, it works. And we're practically like swimming in there. My pants were drenched. It was like an extra 20 pounds on me, plus my jacket. We never got the lift. We ended up walking all the way home, which is about 12 blocks from Fry Street, where my brother's place is at. And we never did that again. We made sure we always got backup. We also just too much Jaeger bomb, because we call them Jaeger nukes over there. Because when they give you a Jaeger bomb, they fill the whole cup of Red Bull. And that's why we got so effed up. Thank you, Red Bull. I guess. I don't know. They didn't give us wings that night because we weren't flying home. We're swimming, sort of, because it was rainy. I don't know. Do you? It was exciting. But that was what happened at Denton, Texas, before graduation. Good times, good times, good times. If you like these stories, there are more. Or check out my book, Seeing Light with Darkness, written by me, Shane Crown. Artwork by Renimations. If not, follow me on my social media. Like I tell my siblings, laters, love you, bye.